This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38. And for today on Twitter, we have a pretty interesting one, I think, because a tweet has us asking, how does anybody manage to afford anything these days, especially if you are part of the sandwich generation?
Yes. So I think really hearing from the person who tweeted itself really gives you an idea of the issues that are at play. So Suraya tweeted about desperately needing to earn more money and said that she has concerns about having to prepare for elderly care costs for her parents, for upbringing and education costs if she has children in the future, and basically just ends by saying, how does anyone even afford all of this? And this led to a real opening of floodgates as many others caught in those exact thing, the sandwich generation. Responded with similar sentiments, some saying that they're planning to not get married or to not have children because of their financial concerns.
So if we look at the tweets, right, this from Helmi Hassan says, I have the same feeling. I have no idea how people can afford everything, but somehow everyone magically does in Malaysia. We also have At Moon This Night saying, I decided to not get married and have kids. I'm comfortable like this. I just have to work up the courage to do activities alone, but I'll get there. My siblings are all married and I know it will be lonely for my parents and I want to take care of them. So that's what I'm going to do.
We have others saying very similar things. And I think it's worth saying, right, that these are not easy decisions to make, right? It's one thing to choose not to have children because that's not what you want for yourself. It is another thing to decide not to do that because you realistically think you won't be able to afford it. And that's a sentiment that's coming through pretty strongly. We have Firdaus saying, I think everyone is stressing about it. It's more of how you manage it. I used to be stressed about it, but overthinking just stresses us out more. So I guess I just come up with a plan and execute it like building blocks and make adjustments along the way. We have, that's my full name, saying, I don't have kids by choice. I don't know how people support kids, parents, and their spouses. The pressure is immense. It feels like running on a treadmill and I can't get off. I'm grateful that my dad has a pension, so that helps. I see around me that private education is no longer an option, but a must.
So I think that there are some things here that are quite, like you said, striking, moments where I think, oh, wow, because it is true that we see people making life choices now that perhaps weren't so available to be made or not so commonly made in the past, including not getting married, not having children, and so on and so forth. But like you said, right, it depends on what exactly is driving those choices. However, that theme of choice and of having to pick and choose is coming through as well on the subject of how people afford everything. Because Ika says, simply put, I can't afford all of it. So what I can afford is to prioritize and choose. To me, that's life. Hopefully we pick and choose correctly. Meanwhile, Kamo says, option A, marry a rich husband, B, strike it rich. So there is at least that, lightening up the tone a bit. But yeah, I think that this is an increasingly interesting one because it's also something that we're seeing happening in countries around the world, right? It's not necessarily unique to Malaysia, although we are definitely stuck in the middle income trap. But we're seeing this conversation being played out by people of a certain generation everywhere, basically.
Yes, and I think the certain generation is perhaps quite important to hone in on because it's a confluence of factors, right? The older generation, because of healthcare and so on, are around longer. People have fewer children. And therefore, I'm thinking of how for my parents, there were five siblings who could sort of divvy up the care of their parents. Whereas in my generation, there are three of us. There are others who are the only child or just two of them, right? So a lot of different factors have come together to result in this. Coupled with, I think, the very real fact, and this is something that comes up all the time, inflation versus what people are making are just not tallying up. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't have any solutions, but I do think that hearing it in this terms puts it into, I think gives you a very stark picture of what this translates to into the ground. It's not just that people don't have money to do the fun things. People don't have money to make important life choices.
I have a couple of things to say in relation to the tweets. Firstly, from the point that was raised by Asferdaus about just come up with a plan and execute it like building blocks. I think that that makes a lot of sense. This is also often what you hear said about people choosing to have children, right? People will tell you, oh, you'll never be ready. What you have to do is just take that first step. And I think that that suits some, but not all, because I also know there are people for whom financial planning is so hugely important, and knowing exactly how things are going to play out, having that kind of certainty matters, and not having that is a source of too much anxiety to actually execute that way. So while I'm glad that it works for Ferdows, and I think that it works for many people actually, I don't think it is necessarily for everybody. And also, if your safety net isn't large enough that you can have something to fall back on if your building block doesn't work out, that's another thing. That other point about I have no idea how people can afford everything. The question is where we're seeing this, right? And I think this is where something like social media really comes in, because no matter how often we're told and reminded that actually social media is just a highlight reel, that is all it is. It is just the highlight reel. Somehow, I think in the moment when you're looking at it, when you're stuck on, as That's My Full Name calls it, the treadmill, and then you see other people kind of jetting off to Paris, it can be a little bit difficult to reconcile. And yet, it's just social media, and it may not necessarily reflect that person's actual spending capacity.
Or that they're making smart choices even, right? Because, you know, people can post about things they're spending on and that not necessarily be on financial even ground. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I think this notion that everyone else is living their best life while you are struggling for the next, I don't know, Frappuccino that we're often told we shouldn't have, is quite a stark thing. And what is that ideal we're supposed to strike towards? What is a having it all is in itself such a tough thing to define these days.
So we're looking today on Twitter at a tweet that basically asks, how does anybody afford anything? Especially if you're trying to prepare for the costs of elderly care, and also potentially the costs of upbringing and education if you have children. And it's kind of sparked off a really robust conversation about having to choose, about how to manage it all. And we'd like to hear from you. Basically, are you feeling the same way and how are you managing it? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for your messages. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Brilliant Financial Model, BFM 89.9.
It is just about 5:48 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're back now to look through the messages that have been coming through throughout the show. So we started off with Popit Popit Parliament, in which I think one of the key things that's getting attention really is the fact that a lot of ministers and MPs weren't in Parliament because they were instead in Johor. And there was one of those MPs who was not in Parliament today also received an extension in terms of having to respond to recent remarks. I'm talking about Datuk Sri Najib Razak. The Speaker granted him an extension on responding to his 1MDB debt comments. And that really didn't go down very well. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on this. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Earlier on, we were also discussing on Today on Twitter essentially the fact that a tweet has pretty much gone viral asking, how does anybody manage to afford anything, you know, in between trying to care for parents, trying to save up for children, and seemingly seeing all your peers on social media having the time of their life. And so we've been asking you for your thoughts, and we have a number.
Let's start with this from Tash, who says, I'm caring for my aging parents, relatives who need financial support, and I'm preparing for when I reach my golden years as a single woman. These are already heavy commitments that I gave, and what I gave up on was having another property for investment purposes or upgrading to a new car. Something's got to give. I don't think I'll be traveling as such too once the borders open up. We have to reprioritize and be content with what we have and can have. Healthcare is only getting more expensive, so have to have savings and policies for that as well. I think that really runs the gamut, right, of the many kinds of commitments and the many kinds of long-term commitments that people have to think about.
Yeah, and why it is that something like, I mean, we spoke about this yesterday, right, when we said that the borders are reopening and whether you or I feel any major excitement on it. And it's exactly that, right? And in that moment, you do the math and you think, Yeah, okay, it's open, so it's an option for me, but is it really, when it comes down to weighing it against all these other things? Am I doing the responsible thing if I choose to travel? You know, and I think going back to the tweets that we heard earlier about how does everybody seem to afford everything, it is in these moments when you see the new car from someone else, the new house, or the first class ticket. I think that's when it strikes you. But again, who's to say? I mean, we're all making these very particular and specific choices at this moment in time. We have this from Li Ling, who says, how can anyone afford anything? Have rich parents, rich life partners, have a breakthrough career at a cost? I don't know. Creating wealth needs wealth in the first place. This is why 98% of the global wealth is in 2% of the population, but everyone wants to be the 2%.
You know, I think that point about creating wealth needs wealth is such an important one to make. And wealth doesn't have to mean billions of dollars saved up. It essentially means that for most people, they have a safety net or they have a nest egg so that if something should happen, you have a way to pull through. Now, if you don't have that safety net, it's actually a lot more difficult to talk about saving or to think about long-term security. And I think that's the part that a lot of people don't consider or think about when they talk about, well, you can just save up, right? You just need to make clever choices, right? Not always as easy as you might think.
Which is where we have this message from Arihan, who says, afford anything? Of course you can, just save up. And I think that just to add on to your point, Sharmila, it's also the fact that my savings don't improve over time. I mean, you know, the money that I put in the bank, now, you know, it doesn't, as you say, with inflation, with all these different things, it doesn't necessarily mean what it meant when I put it in. And I think that that's the thing about anything. The promise of anything is almost akin to saying everything. You know, it's the assumption that, yeah, I should be able to pay off my insurance and also make sure that my car is, you know, up to date, that I've got all my investments in order. And, oh, yes, my parents and my children are set for the next 20 years. And I think I'm speaking for myself. No amount of saving of what I earn would be enough for me to accommodate those things.
We have May saying, I have 4 graduate children, aged 26 to 33, who all can't afford a home, a husband who's not well. We're still working to manage our daily life. And I wanted to read that because of that point about affording a home, because that plays into what you just said, Lynn. The fact that what it cost to afford a home 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, is in practical terms not the same as what it costs today to own a home in a place like KL, for instance. While salaries haven't actually increased by that much. So this is actually something that you hear of all the time from people who are in that particular age bracket that May mentions, right? Like the mid-20s to the mid-30s.
I want to go back at this point, though, to something that was raised by Tash earlier, who says, we got to reprioritize and be content with what you have and can have. And I think that when we're talking about this, it's starting to sound as if we are not that, or that people are incapable of being that. And I think that you can be. You can very well be content with your choices while at the same time lament a little bit that you don't have more wriggle room or that you don't have a little bit more of a nest egg at this point in time. And with that, the knowledge also that being content with what we have is maybe a little bit easier to say when we are in fact comfortable. But if you're not comfortable, what you have may not be enough to survive on.
And what you have is also not necessarily accommodating for the things you don't think about or plan for: illnesses, loss of jobs, natural disasters, all those things that you hope never happens, but sometimes does. And then it gets a little bit more complicated when you say, well, you should be happy with what you have.
James says, don't invest in things you don't understand. NFTs and crypto, for example. So I think that this is good general advice. You know, in terms of, look, if you don't get it and if you don't plan to get it or you don't even understand the platform that you're on, even if it's something like passive investing, maybe take a step back.
I actually would extend that to say we all need better financial knowledge. We've done, you know, segments on this before, the need to teach children about money and savings. And I certainly think we all could be doing a lot better in terms of knowing how money works.
So a large amount, I mean, a lot of different opinions coming in. Keep those thoughts coming. We're talking today about a tweet that's going, that's really sparking off a lot of conversation, talking about, well, I just need to earn more at this point. I simply cannot afford all the things that I need to do, preparing for elderly care costs, preparing for the education costs of having children, just managing all of it, you know, and so many other tweets came in basically talking about the hard choices that need to be made, not having children, not getting married, for example. And we'd like to hear from you. Are you feeling the same way? And how are you managing it? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.